morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes. I just got a quick question. I am totally confused on this. This may sound like a totally random question, but this is the number I got from my card transaction. I don't know what type of business y'all are or anything like that, but I had a transaction made on my account about 2.5 weeks ago that I didn't authorize, and I'm trying to figure out what business y'all are and what it would even be for and what I can do about it.
Okay, so I actually work for a third-party contact center, and we do service a wide range of merchants. So what I have to do is get a little information from you, possibly populate an account with you to see what you were charged for and who charged you. Can you provide me with your zip code?
36870.
36870. Your first and last name?
Robert Wood.
Okay, are you familiar with Maria Wood?
What's that?
Are you familiar with Maria Wood?
That's my wife.
Okay. For security purposes, can you provide me with your address?
8030 Lee Road 240, Phoenix City, Alabama.
All right. So I do see here that Mrs. Wood ordered NutriSlam Keto as well as the Cleanse. It is designed to reduce your appetite, increasing your metabolism, as well as your overall energy, mood, and exercise performance. And I see here that on April the 15th, Mrs. Woods ordered a 14-day free trial for that product, where she paid the shipping and handling of $670 and $745. Now, with that 14-day free trial, if it's not canceled on or by the 14th day, that's when you are charged the full price for that product, as well as, for the monthly subscription for that product.
Okay, so if we paid for a monthly subscription, then how come we haven't received anything else?
Okay, now again, Mr. Wood, what you paid for on the first, it's declined. So you only paid the only thing that went through was the $92.90. And that's the out-of-trial charge for the product that she's already received because she signed up for a 14-day free trial. However, we do send out a 30-day supply because it is an all-natural product that has to go through a loading phase where it gets into your bloodstream, of course. And the last thing we would want to do is get her body, immune or used to that product and then have to start all over from the beginning. So that's why they sent out a 30-day supply. And that's why, if it had been canceled by the 14th, she would not have been charged.
I get partially what you're saying, but what I partially don't get is why would we still get charged for the full part of the product if she only paid, I think it was like, $15 or something like that for the free trial, or I can't remember, it may have just been free, I don't remember it, but either way, what were we paying $90-something for if she canceled it? She could have got it for free, so, if it was a free trial and she doesn't cancel it, she just basically paid for the product in full, so it wasn't a free trial unless she canceled it.
Correct. The trial is what is free, and of course, had she calling in on or before the 14th day, we definitely would have been able to, make adjustments or even help her out with the cost of the product. Because we do, we do have different coupons and or discounts that we are able to provide our customers with, especially if they are interested in continuing with the product. Or if their product is something that is working for her. Now, Mr. Wood, if you don't mind me asking, do you think that it's working for her?
I don't know. I was just trying to figure out what was going on with the transaction because I didn't even know what it was. We got no confirmation of it afterwards other than just seeing it taken out of our bank account. We hadn't had hadn't seen it processed, like, through an email address, or, I mean, like, as a, you know, like, as an order was placed type deal or anything like that, so I didn't know what it was. That's all I was trying to figure out.
Now, we do, so we did send out a confirmation email notifying her when the product came out. When she ordered it, we sent the order ID number and everything via email. Excuse me, and then when you're charged at full price, we also send you an email notifying you of those charges. So she should have received an email to MariahRoseB29@gmail.com. I mean MariahRoseB29@gmail.com.
All right, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.